Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee, and we're having a meeting tonight. And first thing we're going to do is have a roll call. Please answer up when you hear your name. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Nick Arena?
Here.
Chris Corey? Joseph Davis? William Heerwagen?
Present.
Tony Leon?
Present.
Max C.C. Jackson III?
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. P.K. McCary? Is that P.K. McCary? Mansour Sabah?
Hazir.
Okay, that's seven. We have a quorum, and Chris Corey will be joining us momentarily because he just got a delivery at this very moment. All right. The first order of business is to set the agenda. Now, before we do that, we have a few little things we should do to it, because I will read the draft agenda I sent out, and we have to set times for some of these agenda items. And, you know, it's better that we do it this way. So I'm going to read this out. We'll figure out the times, and then I'll make the formal motion with the times in it, and we will then, you know, debate, amend, whatever, the motion to have an agenda. So the agenda would be: 1, roll call; 2, approve agenda; 3, elect a new chair for the rest of this term, 10 minutes; 4, minutes approval, 5 minutes; 5, motion from R. Paul Martin to obtain information from the PNB about the loan, 15 minutes; 6, report from Executive Vice President of NETA, 30 minutes; 7, Q&A with the Executive Vice President of NETA, 8, reports on budgets from each unit, and that will be A, the National Office; B, KPFA; C, KPFK; D, KPFT; E, WBAI; F, WPFW. 9, new business; 10, adjourn no later than 10:30 p.m. Now, the things we have to fill in are: how long do we figure we're going to take on reports on budgets from these individual units? So, is anybody from the national office here who's going to be able to do anything regarding the budget tonight?
May I recommend, Mansour?
Yeah.
5 minutes each.
Okay, how do other – is anybody ready to present a budget they want to present tonight? Because I don't think any budget is going to present in 5 minutes.
Yeah, the national office will not be presenting a budget tonight.
Okay, so we should take that off. So nothing from that. Okay, KPFA isn't here at the moment. He's taking delivery. Is KPFK going to be offering a budget tonight?
This is Ken. We already offered the budget last time, and I thought we took it up in a previous meeting.
Well, okay. Again, if people want to bring it up to maybe have it, you know, considered to be approved and recommended to the PNB, it's not going to be a five-minute thing. It's going to, you know, it's probably going to pee some piece of time. So that's why I don't think 5 minutes would work for each of these.
Oh, 5 minutes for each budget. Okay. There's another question on the agenda. We're done with the roll call, right?
We're working
on the agenda, right?
We're working on the agenda, and the thing we need to work on right now is the minutes. How many minutes do we want to spend for each unit on budget?
Okay, we're in an open meeting now because we're on the air.
Yes, we are.
We had also called a closed session. That going to consider that?
The
closed session has been noticed.
Yeah, we can get into that, but that will be – That will be after we have a coherent motion to put on the floor, which we will have when we figured out how many minutes we want to spend on things like the KPFK presentation of the budget. If you just want to talk about it a little bit, you could do 5 minutes. But if you want to have it approved and recommended to the PNB, it's absolutely going to take longer than that. So.
Honestly, I mean, I don't have anything to add to the presentation except the budget itself.
Paul?
Yeah?
This is Nick Arena.
Nick, yeah?
I have a suggestion.
Yeah?
What if we did the following, based on the agenda items that have already been allotted and the time frames that we have? What if we had the agenda with brief budget updates, less than 2 minutes, and that the next call, the January call, be dedicated fully to approving all the budgets for all the stations, and that would be the sole agenda item of the January meeting?
Okay. How do other people feel about that?
I think that's a good idea.
That's fine with me, Mansoor.
That's sort of like Mansoor's 5 minutes. You're suggesting 2 minutes. All right, maybe we'll go. Does anybody object to the idea that each of the units that are going to report, is just the stations at this point, will just be 5 minutes? Let's put in five because, two turns into five. Is there any objection to that idea?
Yeah. William, what a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't we usually do a budget for Pacifica Radio Archives as well?
Yeah, we generally do that, but we haven't had anything presented lately that has to come out of the national office. The national office generally puts that in, and because PRA is entirely dependent upon, almost entirely dependent, on the stations. And so we traditionally need to get the stations figured out before we can really do much with both the national office and especially PRA.
Good, thank you.
Okay, so let me get it.
I'm back on now. This is Chris.
Chris, okay, we're just putting minutes in. All right, so what we'll do is we'll make 5 minutes each for the stations. Okay, so what we will have then is, all right, so I will make a formal motion at this point. Hold on. Okay, I move that we approve the following agenda, and of course people can, make amendments and all of this stuff. 1, roll call. 2, approve agenda. 3, elect a new chair for the rest of the term, 10 minutes. 4, minutes approval, 5
Hello.
Minutes. 5, motion from R. Paul Martin to obtain information from the PNB about the loan, 15 minutes. 6, report from the executive vice president of NETA, 30 minutes. 7, Q&A with the executive vice president of NETA, 15 minutes. 8, reports on budgets from each unit, and that will be KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, WPAI, and WPFW, 5 minutes each, 9, new business, 10, adjourn no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All right, is there any debate or amendments or anything on this? I think there are.
I have one. This is Maxie. On the earlier agenda, I saw item number 5 being a report from the executive director / interim CFO. So I'm prepared to do that if still desired. I didn't know when I heard you read the agenda just now. It seemed like it's so
simple. Yeah, apparently we've had a little. I'm looking at an earlier thing. So 1 second, let me get to my actual email. Where I sent it out. And yes, indeed, report from Executive Director CFO, 20 minutes. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me plug that into where I was looking after minutes approval. So it would be after minutes approval, it would be report from the Executive Director / interim CFO, 20 minutes. Then five, motion to obtain information from the PNB about the loan, and the rest would go through that. Does anybody need me to reread the whole thing? I think not. All right, so it's on the floor.
Chair Mansoor.
Yeah.
I have
Mansoor,
to, I have
you
to
have
disconnect.
Something, a motion or anything?
No, I have to disconnect for a few minutes, and I would call back in. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
This is Ken.
Yeah.
There's been the appointment of a new CFO, so, and I'm sure that the ED will discuss that. I think he's going to need more than 20 minutes.
Actually, I probably won't need more than 20 because I think, and since Anita's on the call, is Larry on this call, Anita?
No, he was not able to make it, Maxie.
Okay. So without him on the call, I'll give what I can provide. We probably, unless Anita's going to give his report, I don't think we have anything there.
Okay.
I don't have a report other than our continued work on the audit.
Right. So keep it at 20, and I don't think we'll go over it. We'll probably be left there.
Okay. All right. I'm anticipating somebody is going to make an amendment to the agenda here. Maybe Ken?
In regards to what? I had no other.
Okay.
For a closed session.
Up on kpftx.org, there's stuff about, there are two things about an executive session. And, you know, well, one of them says it started 15 minutes ago. And another one says it starts at 10 o'clock, and I don't know about the idea that three people on a 10-person committee can force an executive session on the committee, so if you have something to put on the agenda, we can talk about it and make sure we're doing legal stuff, because we don't want to screw up any possible CPB money we might get.
Yeah, okay, so I recommend we add to this agenda decision to have an executive meeting, and that would be right at just before the end of the meeting. See if we need it, because things have changed subsequent
okay,
to the
so you
meeting
put
being
it,
scheduled.
You would like
you to put
that.
Meeting?
You want to put that after new business?
No, just before new business.
Or
you could call that new business, you know.
Well, anyway, so you want to add an executive session just before new business.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an amendment to put in an executive session before new business. Of course, you should state what the executive session would be for.
To discuss personnel issues, personnel and finance issues.
Of a confidential nature, I suppose.
Yeah, of a confidential nature.
Right? Yeah, William, for the stack.
Okay, so it's the amendment is to add an executive session before new business to discuss personnel issues and financial issues of a confidential nature.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
William, what a question.
Yeah, I'll get to you in 1 second.
Thank you.
Got to make sure the amendment is right. All right. I have to wonder about, I'm wondering here about legalities and all of that, because there are open meeting rules and all of this, and I have never heard before that three people get to force an executive session. So, Ken, would you like to explain what the authority for that is?
Yeah, but we can do it at the point when we're discussing that.
Well, we're discussing putting it on the agenda.
Oh,
now.
I see. The reference, I'm pretty sure it's in the bylaws, that any three members of the PNB can call a special meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a reference.
Okay.
So those rules, in the absence of any other rule, that's the rule.
Well, okay, let me refer here to first, we already had a regular meeting set for 8:30, and Robert's Rules of Order, page 91, special meeting. A special meeting or called meeting is a separate session of a society held at a time different from that of any regular meeting and convened only to consider one or more items of business specified in the call of the meeting. That's lines, 28 to 31. We already have, it's supposed to be separate from, and
okay.
It's a little disturbing that people are setting us up with this kind of thing, and I'm not totally sold on the legality of it. So,
pardon me?
I say I'm not totally sold on the legality of calling an executive session at this meeting.
Oh, from
and
the
again,
meeting?
We have to be careful of FCC and CPB rules.
Well, then, yes, but the meeting was noticed, so
yes.
That's why it was called. It would be improper to have an executive session that wasn't noticed.
On the other hand, you call it one. You have it twice. You have one for 8:30, and you have one for 10 o'clock.
Okay, so, that's a scheduling error. That, not me. That was whoever posted it. I didn't post it.
Yeah. And all right. So, well, I would simply say I have concerns about this, but we'll leave it up to the committee. The next person on STAC is William Heerwagen. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Thank you. The bylaw reference to three directors calling a special meeting refers to PNB meetings, not committee meetings. And what else? I wanted to say that if this gets discussed, I mean, if this gets on the agenda, it should just can only be a discussion of the possibility of having that, not saying that we're going to have an executive session before new business.
Mansoor, I'd like to speak on that.
Since I'm chairing at the present second here, I'd have to say, no, we're amending, it's an amendment to the agenda, and the chair is ruling that it's in order, although the chair thinks it's awful, and I'll leave it up to the committee to decide what to do in this. But if this agenda item passes, it's on the agenda, and it won't just be that we'll discuss whether or not to have it. By putting it on the agenda, it would mean we're going to have it. It would mean we would go to an executive session. So that's how that works.
Totally
Mansoor.
Disagree.
Oh, all right. Well, Mansoor.
Yes, I would like to say that it is okay to have three members of any committee to call for a closed session. And it's possible that we can decide during any meeting to have a closed session anyways, if in case dealing with numbers and personality. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Let me say from my part, it's approaching 16 years of these things. And the current thinking here is exactly the opposite of what had been the doctrine for all of those years. So I don't know, I don't see anything about the committees being able to have an executive session forced in by three people between meetings. Plus, it certainly seems anti-democratic to me to have a 10-person committee, forced to do something by three people. But there you have it, and that's an argument.
William,
is there anything further?
This is Ken.
Mansoor.
Is there a point of order I heard?
This is Ken. I'd like to know, in your experience of 16 years or whatever, who ever decided to call an executive meeting for a committee? You're saying that was done by a vote in the committee?
The committee voted to have it, and in the future, We never went to, go right to it. This is a relatively new thing. We were always told, oh boy, you know, you got to really make sure you, you give a lot of notice and all of this. And if the notice is defective because it's not voted on by the committee, I don't know. What does that do? Would the CPB even care? I just don't know. That's why I'm saying leave it up to the committee. If we make a mistake, we make a mistake.
But you,
Mansoor, would like to speak about that.
You just agreed.
Ken, was that a point of order?
I thought that you just looked up the reference about the three people being able to call a closed session, requesting a special meeting, rather.
The special meeting I just read from page 91 of Roberts.
Okay, great. So why doesn't that apply to a committee?
Well,
PNB is a committee. Finance committee
is
a committee.
Not a committee.
It is not?
Absolutely not. Otherwise, there would be nothing in charge.
Okay.
The thing on page 91, let me reach over for it without reading glasses on and get the very relevant wording here for one second. And I'm sorry we're getting all bogged with this, but okay. Very relevant words are held at a time different from that of any regular meeting.
Right.
And obviously this is not a time, either 8:30 or 10 o'clock. Neither one is a time different from the regular meeting time. So that's my point. All right. So I'm saying, I don't think you had a point of order there, right? You just wanted to say that. Anybody else have anything else they want to say on this item?
I do, Mansoor.
Okay, Mansoor, then William again.
I'll let William go because I spoke once already, so let William speak first.
Saturday.
Okay, I just want to disagree with your characterization of a closed session meetings that they are undemocratic. That said, we have to speak in a closed session because we're dealing with the stuff that they already been discussed in a closed session, plus personnel issues. So it's not we hiding anything or conceding things. It's more of it's necessary to deal with the issues at hand. So that's my take on it. Thank you.
Hey, William Heerwagon.
Okay, thank you. There is nothing in the bylaws about any committee, including LSBs, which are committees of the PNB, having members call any kind of meeting, regular meetings or executive session meetings. And I'd like to amend whatever motion was just made for executive session.
Go ahead.
Okay. I say that if that whatever number that was, like before new business, that should be to consider calling an executive session meeting or scheduling an executive session meeting at the time of our next finance committee meeting to keep within the rules of everybody's rules,
okay.
Ours, CPB, et cetera.
Okay, what I have is, let me see, okay. It would be to consider, this is basically, this is an amendment, and this becomes, I would say, a substitute amendment, to consider calling an executive session meeting at the time of the next meeting. And so that would be to add that in. So if that passes, it would change Ken's amendment to add consideration of calling an executive session meeting at the time of the next NFC meeting to discuss personnel issues and financial issues. Where is it? Before new business. So it would be to consider calling an executive session meeting at the time of the next NFC meeting for discussion of personnel issues and financial issues.
Yeah, and this is William.
Can I get
this
back on
William.
You?
But, yes. Let me make sure we have here Wagon's amendment. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, almost, except it's a substitute motion, not an amendment to anybody else's motion. It's a totally separate motion.
What we're doing right now is the main motion on the floor is the agenda. Ken has made an amendment to that. You are now making an amendment to the amendment, which would be a substitute amendment, because that's the only thing you can do right now.
Okay, to put it on the agenda. Okay.
Any further debate on now?
Yeah, this is
the,
Ken. This is Ken.
Ken, go ahead, Ken.
Okay. The issue is, I think we can forego the closed session because of circumstances that occurred. However, I disagree with the concept that you cannot call a closed session on the spot in the meeting for that same day, because we've done it many times, and I think that's covered in Robert's rules. Anybody in a meeting, in a body, can call for a closed session, and you can go into closed session at that time. It isn't required that notice is given, et cetera, and so forth. That's what I think is the policy in Robert's rules. So I just don't want to forego that. But again, I'm going to withdraw my motion because I think we've wasted enough time on this. And we're not going to get anywhere with it, and there's no point in delaying this for a week and so forth. The issues to be covered in the closed session are not operationally significant at this time. So
okay,
I don't want to fight for this. It's not worth
it. You would
it
like
battle.
To withdraw that amendment?
Yeah.
All right. The first thing that has to happen is there any objection? It has to be unanimous. Is there any objection to Ken Aaron withdrawing his original amendment to add an executive session before new business and all that? So any objection to withdrawing that? Hearing none, it's withdrawn. Now we go down to Hear Wagon's thing. Do you want to withdraw yours?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to withdrawing William Hear Wagon's amendment to the amendment? Oops. Hearing none, it's withdrawn. Okay. All right. So we're back to this. Do people want me to read out the agenda as I have it right now? So that we don't
get confused.
Okay.
Yes,
one, please. Roll call. Two, approve agenda. Three, elect a new chair for the rest of this term. Four, minutes approval. 5 minutes. Five, report from the executive director / interim CFO. 20 minutes. Six, motion from R. Paul Martin to obtain information from the PNB about the loan. 15 minutes. Seven, report from the executive vice president of NETA, 30 minutes. Eight, question and answer with the executive vice president of NETA, 15 minutes. Nine, reports on budgets from each unit. It's all five stations, 5 minutes each. Nine, new business, 10, adjourn no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, that's what's on the floor. Is there any more debate on that? Are there any amendments to that? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Okay, the next item on the agenda, I'm glad to say, is elect a new chair for the rest of this term. And if the mouse will
I nominate R. Paul.
I second the nomination. This is Chris Corey.
Okay.
I guess I don't need to second.
Mansoor, it's I have to rule that out of order. The chair of the NFC is the treasurer of the PNB, and it must be a director. So I can't be nominated. I can't be the actual chair of this whole thing.
can't record.
Are there any nominations of any
this is
directors?
Ken. I nominate Chris Corey as before.
Okay, Ken Aaron nominates Chris Corey. Chris Corey, do you accept?
I'll accept the nomination. I prefer not to chair only because it's difficult for me to make the meetings consistently. But so I would like it if we could have a vice chair or somebody who could act in my stead when I'm not there. But I'm perfectly willing to do that when I'm here.
I nominate myself for vice chair so Chris can become the chair.
Okay.
I'll accept the nomination then.
Well, now we got a complication. There isn't any vice chair in the NFC.
That's fine. I think we all understand each other at this point. We don't need to call it anything other than having an informal gentleman's agreement then.
I agree.
Not all gentlemen, but we can do is Chris can be nominated and probably elected chair, and when it comes time to have Chris not be here and somebody else, Mansoor can volunteer to be the chair pro tem.
That's correct.
That should work.
Thank you, Mansoor.
Okay.
You.
Are there any other nominations for chair of the NFC for the rest of this term? Once, twice, three times? Hearing none, Chris Corey being the only nominee, I declare, is there any objection to Chris Corey being the chair? Okay, without objection, Chris Corey is the chair, and you take over now, Chris.
Okay, so I believe our next item up is minutes approval. I don't know what minutes are on the table because I haven't, before this moment, had the opportunity to review it, but I'm guessing it's from the last meeting.
Yeah. Hold on one second. I had to type a lot of stuff there. So give me a second.
Sure.
And yes.
So I think they were sent around in RTF, if I remember correctly, from looking through the email chain.
I sent them out yesterday, and I will make a motion that we approve the minutes of the November 13th, 2018 NFC meeting.
Do we have any objections? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. All right, we're on to our report from the
from the executive director.
Executive director or interim CFO. I don't believe our interim CFO is on the line tonight, but I believe Maxie Jackson is.
That is correct.
Hi, Maxie.
Hey, good to be on the call. I don't have any particular rhyme and reason to the flow here, so I'll just go through things that are specific to my report as I think will suit this call. Wandrin Dasamis is the name of the sole accountant, if you will, in the national office. She continues to assist with NIDA's acquisition of financial materials and the transition of Larry into the interim CFO position. P&O, the Pacifica National Office, and NETA meet weekly on Mondays at noon to move the audit process and the interim chief financial officer along. Wandrin Dasamis will be assigned the title of operational controller for the national office. That is a promotion. The specifics of the title are being worked out currently with NETA. Third thing on my list, meeting with Pacifica Network business managers occur every Wednesday at 3 o'clock until 4:30 p.m. Those meetings are attended by NETA, myself, and Wandrin. Wandrin has offered to travel to WPFW and WBAI to assist with NETA's transition, if useful. I'll also be available for both visits as well, depending on the need and availability. Finally, I just want to go through some items with Nita taking over financial management and accounting for all of Pacifica. Pressing matters include the following. Reevaluating central service fees. The formula that has been used for a few years now, we're going to make sure it's not outdated, that it's still relevant, and that we're still calculating things that are absorbed by the National Office for the benefit of all the stations and units. So that's the first item. The second one is considering group buy membership opportunities. It's been vetted with the station managers about membership with the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. We are also considering membership possibility with the greater public organization. They are, for those who don't know, one of the foremost authority on revenue generation in the public service media industry, I should say. And so we're considering that as well. A presentation by greater public is scheduled. It was scheduled for this week, but it's been moved to later in January. So more on that as it appears on schedule. Last two things, finalizing the Pacifica National Office budget for fiscal year 19 and an end of the year Pacifica National Office campaign. So those are the matters that are pressing at the moment. There are a whole bunch of others, but because of the new relationship, the revised agreement with Nita that's in the works, I'm not listing all the things that have to do with the audit and pension and so many other matters that we're involved in, but clearly NETA will take over.
All right, Maxie, thank you very much. Are there any questions from the group?
Or Paul, for questions?
Yeah. Tony.
Or Paul?
Okay. Yes, good. Okay, so there is a new interim CFO, and that new interim CFO is from NETA. Could you give me his name?
Yeah, I'm gonna. If it's okay, I'm gonna let Anita from NETA address that because I want her to define Larry's relationship to Nita formally.
Okay, so it's
for the benefit of the
name Larry, and. Okay.
Manker.
It's Larry Dankner is his name.
Dankner?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Larry Dankner, and okay, that I guess is the major thing I have to get. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
There was somebody else who wanted to be on the stack. I couldn't hear who it was.
Tony.
Okay, Tony, go ahead.
Thank you. Maxie, I heard you say that we were considering partnerships with Greater Public and what was the other organization?
The first one I mentioned was the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, NFCB. There's two reasons why membership is being considered. The first is that one of our stations, I believe K, is already a member. But if we do a group buy, the membership reduces from something like $4,500 a year for each station to what equals out to about $2,500 per year. All five stations would get membership, and more importantly, it allows us to be eligible for a drastically reduced fee structure for Sound Exchange, which is vital for the performance of music on our stations, whether it's music programming or as incidental music or background music for public affairs or news programs. The bottom line is we're saving substantial money by getting that discount. The discount on the Sound Exchange element alone nearly pays for itself by getting the membership through NFCB. I could give a specific breakdown at a later date when I have all the numbers, but we're talking about $250 per station for the membership. For the Sound Exchange fee, whereas right now I think it's somewhere around $1,000 to $2,000 per station, depending on how much music they play or perform. So it's a substantial savings, you can imagine.
Okay.
anywhere from somewhere around $10,000 all the way down to about $1,200, depending on usage.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, William for the stack.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. I heard, I think number one that was mentioned as something that CFO might be addressing, if I understood it correctly, was central services. I don't know what the word was. Well, I'll say formulas.
Yeah. Right. Right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, that's a task for the National Finance Committee. So if the CFO or anybody else comes up with something, it would be run by this committee for this committee's approval.
That's perfectly fine. I'm glad you mentioned it. Wanda and I just wanted to look at the formula that was used and make sure that all of the group buys, all of the things that the national office pays for are accounted for in that calculation so that we're, I won't say maximizing our central service fees, but at least they are commensurate with the services that we're providing to the stations. So there's no problem, obviously, running that issue by this committee or any other if necessary. We just wanted to evaluate the calculation to make sure that they're the proper numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Nick Arena for the stack.
Let Nick go first.
All right, Nick, go ahead.
Thanks, Maxie, for the update. Hey, can you comment on whether NEDA will be replacing Barry Brooks and the role of part-time business manager for WPFW, or if Barry's going to continue in the same function that he's had for us in the past over the last about 18 months?
Because of the sensitive nature of the personnel, being a personnel matter, I'm not sure I should comment on it in this open session. You can disavow me of that if I'm incorrect, but I think because it's a personnel matter, it's probably not appropriate for me to comment in the open
session.
That's
correct. Thank you.
However, we certainly can address it in closed session if desired. Especially with Anita on the phone call, we certainly would be able to give her a robust answer.
All right. Who? Is that
Paul for stack?
R. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. We had a meeting of the WBII Local Finance Committee, and WBII management has brought up an issue that I think is appropriate to bring to the executive director. WBII management would like for Pacifica to finally sign the lease that WBII has for 388 Atlantic Avenue. The landlord, the person who owns the building, has been told that the lease would be signed for a very long period of time, and it hasn't been signed yet. And WBAI is in the process of building out the space at this point and investing quite a bit in producing a master control that is that actually has walls, which our current master control doesn't really have four walls. And so we're investing in this, and we're moving things, and we're knocking out walls and putting in new doors. And general manager would really like it if Pacifica would sign the lease contract with 388. And I'm wondering, can you tell me that this will happen probably pretty soon, maybe?
Well, first of all, let me say this is the first I've ever heard of this. So this is news to me. And I've been almost embarrassed to say that. But I, as many times as I've been in Berthold's company. I visited the station. I visited the facility that you're speaking about. I've been on the phone. In fact, I was on the call, a phone call with Berthold and Linda this morning. This is the first time I've ever heard that WBA, I was waiting on the national office to sign a lease, myself in particular. So that's new news to me. I certainly, now being made aware of it, will do some investigation to determine if my predecessor, Tom Livingston, had made any comments or movement in this direction, and follow up accordingly. But, again, this is the first time I've heard of it.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Do we have any further questions of our executive director? We have a whole 8 minutes left in this section, so speak up. That's it? All right. The next item up is a motion from our call to obtain information from the PNB about the loan. Our call?
Okay. I have... And let me just write this down so I get it in the minutes right. And let me read this motion as I sent it to the committee already. Basically, I think the preamble to this motion will explain it and be the argument for it. It's a little bit long. I'll read it as fast as I can. I make the following motion. Whereas the National Finance Committee, NFC, is established in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, which state that the NFC shall, quote, shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly, unquote. And whereas the Pacifica National Board, PNB, has taken out a loan which will have to be paid back on a schedule. And whereas neither the full cost of the loan nor the schedule of payments are known to the NFC, and whereas the PNB has not formally given the NFC information regarding this loan or the plans to repay it, and whereas the NFC cannot be reasonably expected to approve and recommend to the PNB budgets without knowing the full extent of the Pacifica Foundation's indebtedness and the amount of revenue that each station will need to budget for the repayment of the loan, and whereas the NFC cannot reasonably be expected to monitor and report foundation financial activities without full knowledge of this loan, therefore, the NFC requests that the PNB give the NFC the full information regarding the loans that have been taken out, including but not limited to the full terms of the loan and what the current plans are to repay both the interest on the loan and the principal. And that's the motion.
Lovely. All right. Do we want to take questions on this motion? Any comments?
Pardon me, Ken Stack. The only comment I have is the repayment of the loan. At some point, it should be included in the motion. Or alternatively, refinancing of the loan. Because at the end of the term of the loan or any time before that, the loan can be refinanced, and if we're in improved conditions, we can get better terms and lower interest rates and so forth.
Or, Paul, will you accept that?
I would like to just include in there the potential or, you know, investigation of the potential to refinance.
Our Paul, will you accept that as a friendly amendment?
Well, let me look at here a second. I sort of think anything, I mean, we're just asking for information, and I think that would be included, wouldn't it? I mean, I don't want to put something very specific like that in there and, you know, be told, oh, you didn't ask specifically that, because once you start asking for X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C, you know, you didn't ask for it. But if you say you want to find out everything, well, that includes everything. So I would really prefer that we not put anything more specific in there, you know, just to make sure that we get everything we can find out about this loan.
Okay, but my point on that was you were asking for how we're going to make payments on the interest and the principal. But you excluded saying or investigating the potential of refinancing.
Well, Yeah, this isn't a motion to tell the PNB what we think they should do. This is a motion to say, will the PNB please inform us?
Right. I just want to get informed about the potential for refinancing.
If you have an amendment, you have an amendment.
Yeah, my amendment is including prospects or efforts made to, including potential efforts to investigate the potential of refinancing the loan.
All right. So we have an amendment on the floor. I guess we need to vote on the amendment first. Is that correct?
Let me make sure I have it.
Okay.
Okay, Ken, your amendment is to add. To add, I guess at the end, right? At the end. Including potential efforts to investigate the potential of refinancing the loan. That's a little.
Including efforts to investigate the potential of refinancing the loan.
Okay, so that would mean the last bit would say, including but not, therefore the NFC requests that the PNB give the NFC the full information regarding the loans that have been taken out, including but not limited to the full terms of the loan and what the current plans are to repay both the interest on the loan and the principal, including efforts to investigate the potential of refinancing the loan.
Yeah, good enough.
All right, that's your amendment.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
Does the amendment need a second?
I believe it does. Yes.
Not in the committee.
Not in the committee.
Correct.
Okay, then I guess no. So, let's see. What's our procedure here?
Well, we can debate this. I don't think we need that on there. I would probably live if it goes on there, but well.
So it's probably if we're not going to debate this, I should open the floor to debate. Does anybody want to take sides on this? Comment on it? The amendment.
Yep. William,
go ahead.
Thank you. I don't believe the PNB, it's my understanding, the PNB has not discussed this. Maybe some committees or people off on the side have discussed this, but this is not something that the PNB would be able to answer because the PNB hasn't done anything on it. I object to the inclusion of that, trying to, as if it's a real thing. It's not a real thing yet.
All right.
Ken, to the SAC, I just don't understand what was just stated. There's a loan. It's going to be paid
to
refinance.
I don't understand the statement. I think he was referring to the refinancing aspect of the loan, in other words, to the amendment. But, William, could you address that?
Correct. There's been, as far as I know, the PNB would not be able to answer a question about refinancing since the PNB has not, to my knowledge, discussed refinancing.
Right. So, okay, I understand
they're making that as if it's something real. It's not real yet. Nobody's brought it to the PNB, so how could the PNB tell us about it?
Yeah, I think the same objection would hold true for the repayment plan, which has also not been discussed by the PNB. But I believe, Paul, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the inquiry, if there is no information to be given, would just be, you know, the reply would be that we have no information on that. Would that be the expected reply in cases where there wasn't any?
Yeah, of course. If there's no information, saying we don't have information on that yet is compliant with our request.
Right, and also it's also informative, right? I mean, because if requesting information results in the fact that the item hasn't even been discussed, that's actually, you know, kind of telling, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, William.
Go ahead, William.
Okay, so I would suggest that somewhere in that last phrase, and maybe other places if anybody else wants it, we put in the two words, if any. You know, what are their plans for whatever it is, repayment or refinancing, I think, was the last thing, if any. If any such plan.
Yeah. Arpaul, do you care to comment on that?
Is that an amendment to the amendment?
It sounds as if it is, but why don't you reply to that suggestion?
Oh, my reply is I don't think the amendment of including the thing about the refinancing of the loan is a necessary thing. Again, I've already said why, because I don't want to be specific and given, you know, we asked certain things and that means we've left out other things. I just wanted a general, what's going on, folks, question going on.
Okay.
Ken, I want to speak to this.
Okay, go ahead, Ken, and perhaps we should vote on the amendment.
Yeah,
it sounds
after that, like I just want to vote on the whole thing, or the amendments. The point is that in discussions about this loan since the beginning, people have talked about it, and how are we going to repay this, and if we don't repay this, they're going to grab everything, and everything like that, and people without any background in finance don't seem to have their attention or their perception open to the concept that loans can be refinanced. The existing loan is on real estate, the property that's being leaned against, and maybe some of the other assets we have. But so it doesn't matter if we're making money or not. The people loaning the money are doing it on the basis of the value of the real estate and other assets. So we can refinance. There's a high potential of that. And so I don't think it's proper to say, oh, how are we going to repay this loan without including, so that people's attention is on it, or refinance it. So so everybody's who involved in making decisions about this is aware of the fact that we can refinance, or there's a potential to refinance, and it shouldn't be ignored. It's better to refinance than to pay the loan off. It's a question of the value of money and the interest rate you're paying. These are financial decisions, and that's part of the financial universe.
Understood. So, okay. All right.
William?
William, I think we should vote on this amendment, but is there something particular that you bring up at this point?
I just wanted to say I more or less agree with our Paul in that we should just let whoever's going to answer this, answer it. And if they want to bring up all the options, they bring up all the options.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Fast question. Has William Heerwagen made a formal amendment to add, if any, at the end of the amendment or not?
William?
If I did, I withdraw it.
Okay.
Opposed to the whole concept of adding that amendment.
Okay. All right. Who put the amendment forth again? My apologies for forgetting.
Ken
did. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a vote on this amendment. Who can take roll?
I'll do that.
Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
One second while I get my bureaucracy machine rolling over here. Perhaps by the next meeting here, I'll have a new mouse that will not balk. Let's do. Okay, pardon me one second. So Ken's amendment.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Yes.
Nick Arena, if the amendment is offered without objection, do we need to go through the step of voting? Couldn't the secretary just offer the amendment and ask if there is any objection, and then if there are none, we can move on?
I casually did ask that, and I believe that William objected.
Okay. The amendment that we're voting on right now is to add at the end of that long motion I made, quote, including efforts to investigate the potential of refinancing the loan. All right. Answer up. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
No.
Joseph Davis. William Heerwagen.
No.
Tony Leon.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. P.K. McCary. Mansoor Sabah.
Pass.
Okay, going back. Joseph Davis. I don't think he's here. Mansoor Sabah.
Yes.
Okay, that's 4-4, 3 against, 0 abstentions.